Hi, so welcome to another Revenue Hub podcast. We continue our Who Are We series. And today we are delighted to be joined by Stephanie Smith, who is founder and digital matriarch of Cogwheel Marketing, one of our expert partners. Stephanie, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's kick it off with the most obvious question. Cogwheel Marketing, who and what are they?
Yeah, so Cogwheel Marketing focuses on doing digital marketing specifically for hotels. And where we differentiate ourselves, a lot of agencies define themselves as being a technology company. And I would say we're a hospitality company first. And we focus primarily on helping branded hotels. So flagged hotels, whether it be Hilton, Marriott, IHG, and helping them amplify their digital presence, digital and online presence. So a lot of the key to doing that is knowing the internal systems and where the brand level marketing stops, and then the hotel level marketing should begin. So a lot of what the Marriott and IHG do for you is very high level, and we're kind of taking it down to the hotel level and understanding how we can partner with the brand and market that individual hotel.
So that's a good point, because the moment you said we're flag properties, I'm thinking, well, they've got these great head offices with rafts of digital professionals and people. Why would a flagged hotel need your expertise, with all due respect to your expertise? But right, so I understand it, because it's all very corporate level. So you would drill it down to look at that. So what would you be looking at in a specific property? What are some of the triggers that you would leverage off that maybe isn't being done from a corporate perspective, brand perspective?
Yeah, so the corporate offices are more looking at the branding and the message and who that brand is, whether it's a Fairfield Inn or a Hampton or whatnot. And then when you go and look at it at an individual hotel, you have to understand that even within a given market, whether it's downtown Atlanta or whatever, there's so many different even Marriott's or other Hilton's in the same brand that you're competing in. So how do you differentiate yourself? So when we look at it, it's a lot of different things. There's still that storytelling aspect, making sure what's unique about that hotel is present in the content and imagery across all channels. But then it rolls over into search engine optimization and different paid marketing avenues. So what levers can we pull to support and not counteract what the brand's doing from a paid standpoint to try to get either drive occupancy or ADR or align target markets with our paid marketing?
So it's very sensible. And as you say, you don't want to be duplicating what's being done at a corporate level. Otherwise, you're just paying twice, aren't they?
Right.
Digital marketing, okay, that can mean so many different things to so many different people. So if you were to break down what digital marketing means to you in terms of services, solutions you provide to your clients, what are the sort of vertical streams that you focus in on?
Yeah, I mean, I like to look at a hotel and its presence as a whole, mm-hmm. and also working together. I call it the trifecta. So working with the sales and revenue management team to put together comprehensive strategies. So once you look at the performance of a hotel and look at their reports and how the hotel's performing, trying to align the different strategies along with sales and revenue management so that we're working towards the same goals. So it's, I would say it's a different solution for each hotel, but throughout that process, we're always looking at the content, looking at the imagery, search engine optimization, their various online profiles. So their supportive profiles being Expedia, Booking.com, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Foursquare, all the supplemental local type listings. And then we look at competitor audits and paid marketing. So all of these things kind of come into play. A lot of people think, oh, if I, you know, turn on this one thing or I do this one thing, then I'm going to start making budget. But it's usually, you know, hundreds of different levers that we're pulling throughout the process to get that hotel performing better from a digital standpoint.
That makes sense. Now, it's very subtle, but I'm kind of picking up an accent in there as well. So, you know, you've got my somewhat, I don't know, London accent possibly. So I guess you're from across the pond. Well, I know you're from across the pond. So give us a little bit. Where are you based? does that influence where your market and clients are focused?
Yeah, so I'm the accent is Southern Virginia accent, but I haven't lived there in 20 years, so I guess I'm stuck with it. You know, and after I have a few beers, it gets even more distinct. currently I'm based in Seattle, which is a great city, but I've lived in Texas, Colorado, Florida, in addition. So most of my work is remote. So I primarily work with hotels right now in the United States. And I guess my niche has been working with a lot of small to medium sized management companies, hotels that are in that 5 to 20 hotel range that don't really have that, they don't really have the budget to hire an in-house digital expert or e-commerce manager.
Yep.
So that would, you know, and since I can do most of the work remote, it seems to work out pretty well.
And I guess because they're small management companies, so again, we're back to the point, the brand work is being done by the flag that's on those properties. They would be looking then more at a micro level at each property, don't have the resource to have somebody in there management company head office. So you're a perfect solution for those, as you say, whether it be an independent property, which I would guess there's few standalone flagged properties. Most of them would sit under like a small or medium size management company. Would that be fair?
Yeah. So and a lot of owners or developers are looking to getting in the hotel space. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're going to look for a smaller flag property first, and it's just an easier thing to kind of get up and running with the brand support. And then, you know, maybe later on they expand into that independent side of things. But that's usually a pretty good starting point for smaller size investors and companies.
That makes sense. And as you say, so all of your clients are currently US, but based all around the US, yeah? There's not any regional or time, you don't try and keep everything in your time zone or whatever it might, doesn't matter. You'll be up early or working late.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, so all across the United States. And I would also say that I've kind of also found a niche in helping with openings and conversions. So either hotels that are in development, there's a lot more heavy lifting, even on the brand standpoint, just a lot of content writing, a lot of startup work that most people don't really have the expertise in. So, and then when they're changing flags, like they buy a hotel and they want to change it to, you know, XYZ flag, there's a lot of online opportunities in terms of making sure that the hotel name gets changed in all these different places, and kind of knowing the back end solutions that the brands use to make sure that everything gets changed, because there's a lot of lack of brand support in that opening and conversion process.
I would never have guessed. I think there's a huge assumption. This is probably what you find. You know, you imagine that, okay, I'm switching to a brand. I've made the choice. I've signed off. I've had all the sales spiel. I've decided they're the guys to go with. And as I change the flag, I'm going to get all this backup and support. And but from what you're saying, you know, it's and we're not being derogatory to the brands. It's just a fact of life. Is that, you know, they're dealing with the brand as a whole. If you switch across, then fine, but it sits with your responsibility to make the changes that you need to make at a property level.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the brand does a lot of most brands, I'll say in general, do a lot of things well in terms of, you know, giving you that structure for the loyalty program. Obviously, they do a good job, you know, with setting up direct connect with the OTAs, at least the big ones, negotiating those contracts, getting you a good commission percentage for that. So there's a lot of things that the brand does, but most owners don't know what they don't know until they're knee deep in it and they say, oh, you know, I've changed flags and it's a month after my flag change and I can still find 30 places on the internet that still have my old name on it or something like that. So there's nuances like that the brand kind of covers a lot of the things, but sometimes you just don't know what you don't know until you get into it.
No, makes perfect sense. And so from if someone and again, I'm asking you off the cuff, so it may be a little unfair. But you know, if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, "Oh, okay, this sounds interesting. Do I need this support? Do I not need this support?" You know, what might be some of the things that they're thinking they might like to do, or challenges that they're finding that they haven't yet connected the dots? That yeah, I'm the person that could solve that problem for you.
Yeah, I mean, I tell hotels, you know, sometimes your problem may not be a digital one, but if you go and look at your brand reports, all your brand reports will get a channel mix report. So you can see where your source of businesses are coming from and see, is your brand website pulling its weight? Are you getting the revenue volume? I would say for most branded hotels, you know, are you in that 30 to 35% range to make sure that's what your brand website's driving? You can also look at, there's a couple other different metrics you can use, like just to kind of see how your website is ranking against your comp set in terms of online exposure on Google and things like that. So usually I do like a preliminary audit to see, you know, do you have a digital problem or not? See if it's worthwhile, and I try to be upfront with, you know, clients to say whether or not it's a good fit for me and my services. And I usually do project work, so it's fast and furious, you know, for 4 to 6 weeks. And then I kind of hand it back to them to kind of continue from there. So I help with the heavy lifting of the content writing and cleanup, and then kind of give it back to them if that's something they want to move forward with.
So you're the kind of teach them to fish rather than do the fishing for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a learning experience for a lot of hotels I work with along the way, but I try to say, okay, this is why we're doing this. This is why you should be doing this moving forward, even after our relationship ends, still continue, you know, doing XYZ. And these are how you can help your online presence moving forward.
Because I mean, it's such a fine balance around budgets with the hotels, isn't it? I mean, you see all the time, we know that everyone's talking about a potential downturn certainly in the US. So everyone's going to be thinking about increasing revenue, increasing bookings, more direct, less commission to OTAs, but then how do they cut their, you know, control the costs? And so, you know, any marketing, you know, they look at sales and say, right, they can go out and get a sale and close something. Revenue, they can kind of look at whether they're having an impact. Sometimes marketing, and certainly digital marketing, often find it's getting easier to quantify, but I think there's still sometimes this perception that it's quite hard to work out if I can see a direct correlation. But I mean, we recognize that it's increased dramatically at its importance. But I think there's still at a property level, I still get the sense there's a long way to go when people actually turn around and say, yeah, If I put a few dollars, you know, if I put a few hundred dollars in this space, I could get a multiple of X out and actually making that correlation. Do you still, maybe you don't come up that against that as much because you're dealing with flag properties that see the value of the brand, or is that sometimes still a perception that can exist?
No, for sure. There's definitely some intangibles of what I do that are hard to quantify. You know, whether it's, you know, rewriting their online story with content and imagery, those things are foundational elements to your digital strategy, but they may not deliver a direct ROI. It's hard to determine, you know, is my website not converting because of my content and imagery, or is it not converting because of my rate strategy on the revenue management side? So those are the kind of things that are the nuances that are a little bit harder to tangibilize and hard to battle. But I won't, like, if someone just says, oh, can you run these ads for me? And I usually won't do that until I fix the foundational elements.
No, that makes sense. I'm sure you're not the only person providing digital marketing solutions to flagged properties. If I was to have spoken to some of your clients working with you, why would they say it's great working with you? What do you think they would say about you, and why they keep you for these projects and work with you so closely?
Well, first I'll say there aren't that many agencies that do this for Brandon Hotels, because most agencies are going to have their own proprietary systems, and you can't take a branded hotel and use proprietary systems. You have to know how to go in and use the CMSs, use their tools. You know, in Marriott alone, you've got about 7 different tools that you have to learn to be able to get from, you know, A to Z for certain things. With that said, I think what Cogwheel Marketing brings to the table in terms of why clients like me, I think from a budgeting standpoint, I think it's easier because I come in on a project basis, and I'm not asking them for long-term year-after-year contracts and and locking them in. So it's easier for owners to say, okay, I'm going to look at this as kind of more of a CapEx investment. I'm going to make this investment and then, you know, go from there. Number two, the comprehensiveness of the audit. So I'm not only looking at, you know, if I'm doing an audit, I'm not only looking at one single avenue, I'm looking at the full hotel picture. I know hotels, I know how revenue management and sales can all work together for the same goals. So the comprehensive approach that comes along. So, you know, whether it's pointing out, you know, that your packages are built wrong from a revenue management standpoint, or that your sales team isn't using their database management tool properly to put their clients in there. So it's all, I feel like it's all ties in a way, and it all has to work together. So.
And I think the point you made about the proprietary systems is a very interesting point. How did you gain that knowledge? I mean, for people that I'm sure if someone types in digital matriarch in LinkedIn, I'm sure you'll pop up. But for those that haven't gone to LinkedIn and dug around and found out about you, what's your background?
So I started my career in hotels. I worked for a Hyatt in there, but more so on the operations side. Mm-hmm. Then I transitioned. I actually worked for an agency for many years, but it was, you know, for independence and building websites and search engine optimization. So I gained a lot of knowledge, you know, in terms of the off-the-shelf solutions that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And then I went to work clients as. So one of my clients, a management company that had about 100 hotels. So I was in that situation where I was switching from, you know, using the WordPresses and Joomla, Google Analytics of the world, to having to learn the brand systems. And I can say I had a huge learning curve in terms of the roadblocks, and the lack of data is probably the biggest struggle that I have, because I have to work with whatever data the brand gives me, which is much more limited than what I'm used to. So I just had to get in there and figure it out, and really helped. I was on a Marriott Digital Franchise Advisory Council for many years. So I was with other people at other management companies that shared the same daily pains that I was going through. And I was able to learn from my counterparts and see, okay, like, I want to get this done. How do I make this happen? And finding, you know, workarounds or just nuances of the brand systems to be able to execute on those different strategies. So that was what was, that was very, very helpful. And just, you know, within the digital space, I think you always have to have a knowledge or a thirst for knowledge to always be learning and growing. And that's why I think I've loved, not that I miss my hotel days for sure, but, you know, even now I feel like I still learn something every single day because I want to. And that's a personal kind of growth goal for me. So I think that's what, as long as you're hungry for the knowledge, there's no shortage of information to be learning about.
That's really interesting. As I say, I mean, I've got to know you as we connected and you came on board as an expert partner, but I think that whole piece about the flag properties and how they operate and with the smaller management companies, it seems so obvious when you say it, but it's easy from the outside looking in to think, oh yeah, hadn't even considered that. I think we've covered quite a bit about, you know, what value you can add, but I'm very conscious I don't always cover all the ground. Have we covered everything, or is there anything else that you think, it didn't ask me about this and I really, really need to make this point?
No, I mean, I think I do work with some independent hotels or hotels that, as I mentioned with conversion, sometimes hotels will temporarily lose their flag while they're waiting for another one. Mm-hmm. So navigating the nuances of what do you need in a temporary to run a temporary flag or temporarily run independent, whether it be a website, channel manager, PMS is the one a lot of people kind of forget as a foundational piece. So navigating that very, very stressful world of, you know, running a hotel with no flag for, you know, 6 months or something like that. Those are really fun projects for me. I mean, other than that, I think I've covered it for the most part.
Super. Great that you've come on board as an expert partner. Look forward to working with you in the coming months to bring more insights. We'll do some more of these recordings so people can start to hear about your views on what's changing in the world. But thanks again. Great to have you with us today, and really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Trevor. I appreciate it.